And it's come down to the wire once again in Washington. Government funding runs out at midnight Friday. Last night, Senate budget negotiators say they reached a broad agreement on spending for next year. The House now has to pass a stopgap measure to keep the government running into next week while negotiations on the longer plan wrap up. But some House Republicans want to extend the stopgap till January, when they'll have more power and can make cuts to the spending. Let's take this up with two senators who also work together to make some important changes in how military sexual assault cases will be adjudicated. The New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand and the Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley join us. Senators, welcome back to both of you. And so there's now agreement on this broad framework for what's called the omnibus or catch-all bill for all of next year's spending. Senator Grassley, though, I want to start with you. What would you say to your fellow Republicans, like possible Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who reportedly said hell no to this broad package? And then you have Representative Chip Roy of Texas, who just said this on the floor today.
We know what this is about. This is jamming through a bill at the 11th hour to get the political priorities of the current Democratic majority, and a handful of Senate Republicans are happy to do it so they can get pork.
Senator Grassley, I don't have to point out to you, you are a Senate Republican, and you are hearing House conservatives like Roy want to kick this down the road till they have power in the House and they can cut that pork. What would you say to them?
It's pretty fundamental. It costs money to shut down government. It costs money to open up government. And we shouldn't be wasting the taxpayers' money. And government is a service to the people. And you can't serve the people the way the government and the Constitution requires without functioning. And so shutting down the government is not the right thing to do. And I want to confess to you that at least once since I've been in the Senate, I helped shut it down. And we were supposed to accomplish something. So you shut down the government, you find out you don't accomplish it, and it costs a lot of money to shut down and open up, and so it just doesn't meet the common sense test.
It sounds like you're saying, learn from my mistakes. I mean, you know, Mitch McConnell is also saying, we're going to get this done by December 22nd. We're not going to be here Christmas and New Year's. You're saying that's the right thing to do.
I agree 100, and I'll bet you got 90% of the senators agree with that.
Yeah. Senator Gillibrand, what's your thoughts on what might be a dust-up over this?
Well, the year-end appropriations bill is the culmination of 2 years of work. This is not something last minute. The appropriating committees have been working diligently to fund every aspect of our government. And the two chairmen, the chairman and ranking, Chairman Leahy and ranking member Shelby, they've worked together for over 35 years. They have a combined 82 years in the Senate. So they know what they're doing. And they are really trying to do the people's work. And they're trying to make sure that all the priorities of the last 2 years are embodied in this effort. And I agree with Senator Grassley. Trying to upend government and not fund the government is not only irresponsible, but it really does come from people who lack the judgment and the experience to know of how absurd it actually is.
Well, but you have disappointment on your side of the aisle as well. So let's take that up. A measure to extend the child tax credit aimed at ending child poverty, which was a big win when it was first passed by Democrats, may not make it into this new deal. What would you say to progressives who say that's a big fail?
You know, you can't get everything that you want anytime in government. And the way you actually pass laws is you find common sense, bipartisan issues and areas of agreement. And there's a lot of money in this funding bill for education, for children, for food, for all the things that keep people safe. And so, yes, it's not perfect, but you should never let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
You both sound so reasonable, you know, and senators, we're not hearing. That's not the kind of talk that we're hearing, frankly. And I want to take that up further, but as you know, any senator can object or slow this funding bill down with amendments, and it needs the support of 10 Republicans to pass it. So reportedly included in the bill, the Electoral Count Act, and this would be to safeguard the vote certification, or Ukraine aid. Senator Grassley, do you think Republicans are going to vote for that? That's money to Ukraine, and that's that controversial landmine of a topic, the Electoral Count Act.
I can only tell you that I'm a co-sponsor of that bill, and I can speak for myself, and I think that there's going to be enough votes to pass it, and I think we have to clear up something that the 1886 law didn't make very clear, and that is that the vice president presiding over a joint session of Congress to approve the electoral votes, that in the final analysis, that's not a discretionary duty, but a mandatory duty, and that we need to make that clear so we don't go through this stuff like we did January 6th last year.
Yeah, this was the controversy over whether or not Vice President Pence, had that role. He did have that role, and you want it to be more solidified.
We want to clarify that it is ceremonial only, and that you can't upend an election just because you feel like it.
Well, let's turn to military assault. Terrible topic. One, Senator Gillibrand, that you've been fighting for change in on this front for 10 years. The Senate is expected to vote soon on a bill called the National Defense Authorization Act and send it on to President Biden to sign. It would remove commanders from decision-making in all matters involving sexual assault. Remind people of why you feel that's so important.
So this is something that Senator Grassley and I started working on almost 10 years ago. And what we saw then is what we still see today, an unbelievable number of sexual assaults in the military. Last estimate was 35,000 that the DOD estimated happened last year. And what we see is that the rate of cases that are going to trial continues to decline, and the rate of cases that actually end in conviction continues to decline. And so regardless of all the small ball reforms we've put into place over the last 10 years, none of them are really working. And what survivors have said continuously is, I'm not reporting these cases, or I have no faith in the system, because the person who makes the decision about whether to prosecute is the person's commander, someone in the chain of command who may know the accused and the accuser, who may have bias towards one or the other, but who is almost never a trained lawyer and never a prosecutor. And so what Senator Grassley and I agreed to almost 10 years ago was, let's take this decision out of the chain of command, give it to trained military prosecutors who are unbiased and who can be highly trained, and let them weigh the scales of justice fairly and make judgments based on whether there's evidence or not, not based on who's more important to a unit or who's more believable to that commander. That's not how these things should be decided. And so we've been working towards this end for a long time. And over the last few years, we finally got a coalition together of 66 senators who supported this bill. We passed it in the Senate last defense bill, but it got taken out in conference. And this year, we were able to get the remaining changes in that we needed to move forward. And it's in this year's defense bill. So it's 10 years of work by a lot of advocates, a lot of survivors, and some really important leaders like Senator Grassley, who were there from the very beginning.
Yeah. Well, it was the 2020 murder of Army Specialist Vanessa Guillen, who faced sexual harassment at Fort Hood in Texas, that was one of the driving forces for these changes. An Army report found women preyed upon by coworkers but afraid to report because of the command structure being permissive of harassment. But Senator Grassley, you're also the ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. You know that there are those on your side of the aisle who feel that this is diminishing to the military. Just your thoughts on these changes.
Pretty common sense approach for me is sexual assault, whether it's done against civilians or against military people, is a crime, and we're a country based on equal justice, and it's not being meted out in the military. And the work of Senator Gillibrand for the last 10 years brings that out and finally gets it done right in this bill by filling in some things that were left out in the last bill. And sexual assault is wrong, and we got to honor the people that serve in the military, and you don't honor the people when there's sexual assault against them and it's not properly prosecuted. And it just encourages more sexual assault.
We only have a few seconds here, but senators, I just would love, just a few seconds from each of you. The January 6th committee is holding a public hearing on Monday. Senator Gillibrand, what would you like to hear?
You know, January 6th was a violent attack on our Capitol and a violent attack on our democracy. And the committee has been doing a good job of marshaling evidence and trying to bring the facts to light for the American people as part of their oversight responsibility. But I hope that the work continues by the Department of Justice so that this never happens again. We have to know that we can function our government without being brutally attacked an outside force.
I want Senator Grassley to get into. Yep. What would you like to hear in the few minutes?
What I want to hear is one thing that came out is the need for this electoral reform, and that's the smartest thing to do so that this does not happen again.
Kirsten Gillibrand, the Democrat from New York, Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa, who've been working together, which astonishes many. And senators, we want to thank you both.
Well, it's our pleasure. We're here to serve.
Thank you. Call again.
Thank you.